This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Talk about protein a lot, and if it's in, if that's the big thing right now, you're supposed to eat a lot of protein. It's always been good for you, but losing weight, energy, that kind of stuff. But now it's in chips and Doritos.
Oh, it's in chips. It's in Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. Doritos are doing it now, too. It's still like Doritos. It's nacho cheese. It still can't be good for you.
It's the ingredient du jour. And we all pretty much get enough protein.
We do.
For whatever
That's
reason.
That's meat, though, right? Any kind of meat, fish,
it's
latched
steak, on to. I don't know why it's a big
But you know,
trend
those cool
now.
Candy bars, basically, when the power bars. What's that one I eat? It's really good, but it's big.
Oh, the Gatorade bars?
No, the Gatorade's good, too, but it's similar to that. It looks just like that, about that size, too. Dong bar.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, Nick's here.
First thing Nick said on the radio today was dong bar. Good morning. Something like that. I eat it because it has a bunch of protein in it, but it also tastes like a candy bar, so it can't be good for you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
Those Gatorade bars remind you ever had a remember the whatchamacallit bar?
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
those Gatorade bars remind me exactly of those.
Yes. Yeah, they're just big candy bars.
There's something about it too where you can tell they're trying to be healthy.
A little bit. Yeah, you're right. It's not like eating a Snickers, which is really good
for you. But it's obvious you can infuse protein into anything.
Yeah, Doritos, you got the new thing coming out.
I've had chips and
bread. The one that shocked me the other day at the store was protein Pop-Tarts.
I saw those too, Todd, and I almost bought them.
So you're going to eat Pop-Tarts thinking they're good for you, right?
Have you guys tried the new little Pop-Tart bites?
No.
They're really good.
Boy, that sounds dangerous if you're high. Holy hell.
Well, whenever.
I know, but you would think you'd... How small are they, man?
They come with like little snack bags, little packages.
Snack bag. All right, cool.
Yeah, the strawberry ones especially. I mean, the cinnamon ones are fine, but the something special about those strawberry ones.
Covered in a little bit of frosting.
Yeah, they're just like tiny little Pop-Tarts.
No, I like those plain Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, they're dry as hell, man.
Yeah, I think that could be used against you in trial.
Not if they're
so dry, man. Yeah,
well, if there's enough gooey filling.
Yeah, but it's not usually because there's too much crust around the end for the gooey to take over. So that's why you need the...
But there's any number
on top of that.
Breakfast places that make the homemade Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
I heard Taylor Swift makes a good Pop-Tart.
Who does?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't she have a staff of people doing that for her?
No, she bakes on her own.
Really?
Did she that recent photo of her without her
Unless
makeup?
That's all the big PR.
Everybody's giving her crap because she's a photo out there without her makeup. And she looks like most women without their makeup. It's what it is.
How could she?
Best one I saw was that she looks like Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And it's very true.
Yeah, but a younger Dave Mustaine. Dave Mustaine was a decent looking guy back then.
Just kicked out of Metallica, right. Dave Mustaine.
Yeah. The hair was all messed up that too. I did see that too.
Yeah.
But she looks like a beautiful woman without her makeup on. You know?
We've all seen it happen.
We've all seen that.
Yeah. And Todd, those protein Pop-Tarts. 10 grams of protein in every 2 Pop-Tart serving, but still 400 calories.
Jesus, 400 calories?
So you got to eat 2 of them to get 10 grams.
Yeah, that's the serving. The serving size is the 2 pastries in the pouch, yeah. But yeah, still 400 calories. They're still Pop-Tarts.
Khloe Kardashian's popcorn has protein. That's from Fabricio. He calls her his girlfriend. I guess he digs Khloe Kardashian.
I thought there was a Deadpool dike hit that I wasn't aware of.
Khloe Kardashian's her popcorn has protein. That's from Fabricio, our bud in Mexico. He likes that. But you're right. They wrap it with the word protein, and they also wrap it around a bunch of calories. If you eat a bag of Doritos because you want a bunch of protein, that's got to be 600 calories in a bag of Doritos, right?
Probably not the most effective way to deliver protein to your system.
Just eat chicken or steak where there's not a bunch of calories and fat in them. You know?
Is there a certain amount of protein that ends up being not good for you if you eat too much?
Good question. None of us know that. Our doctor buddy will tell us about that.
Can there be protein poisoning?
Well, it's probably just if you eat so much protein, at some point you're going to be over your daily intake of calories, too. And that's just
true.
Even if you're
that
eating clean protein,
people, though, right?
You're still going to put on weight.
Yeah. I'm hungry already. I don't know, I eat for 4 hours. Jeez.
Yes, you can eat too much protein.
Oh, you can? Okay.
According to the overview, exceeding your body's daily needs 2.2 grams per kilogram of body weight. Can cause kidney strain, dehydration, digestive issues, constipation, bloating.
Oh, you wouldn't have constipation.
Bad
there.
Breath.
There's no fiber.
You find that with the Ozempic and your sulfur breath.
Fart guy yesterday.
Cardiovascular risk. Excess protein is stored as fat. Not muscle.
Bring it on.
Yeah, you can't eat too much protein.
Okay.
According to this, now Dunkin' and Starbucks, you can get protein in your drinks, too.
Yep.
And in your donuts?
And not in the donuts.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot cooler.
And they could Pop-Tarts. Why not put them in donuts?
Yeah.
Why not?
Protein donuts.
Like a steak stuffed glazed donut?
We're putting protein in every freaking snack that comes along, it seems.
Well, and like I saw this too, Chipotle, like you can go, now they've got like an add-on that's just like a bowl of chicken, like a little cup of extra chicken that you can just either eat that on its own or
double chicken. You just order double chicken. That's what I do.
I see the ads for the Chipotle and they have one meal where it's like 80 grams of protein.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you weigh 400 pounds, that's what you would need. Is 80 grams of protein. Otherwise,
we have a lot of listeners that weigh 400 pounds. We do. They check in all the time. You know, I think we have a lot of listeners that are 400 pounds. Just help us out with our questions. Guy yesterday weighed 400 pounds for a while until he discovered meth and got down to 220, which we thought that was the best way to do it. But then he realized meth wasn't good for him and went back up to 310 or something like
that. Don't
do
drugs.
But he's working on it, man. I like that dude. What was his name again? Sticky Frank or something like that? I don't remember what it was. He had a Deadpool name.
Yeah. Oh, no. Sticky Icky and the Roach Clips.
Yeah, that was it. And the Roach Clips.
Yeah.
It's a great band name.
My son, I he said, hey, do you have a nail clipper the other day? I'm like, oh, man, don't use your own. And nah, I don't need it for that. And walked out. It was a Roach Clip.
Nice.
He had a nail clip. He had my nail clipper for a Roach Clip. I said, when you're done with that, bring it back, you know.
I don't want my toenails smelling like weed. Like,
no. You can't.
I got
you
weed
heathen?
Toenails. No, I got weed toenails.
You haven't taught him the way of the hemostat?
What's that? I know what a roach clip is.
No, it's the clamp that they use surgery.
Yeah.
The doctors use.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That works as a roach clip,
Back
right?
in the day, Doc Ed used to grab me one of those.
Did he?
Every once in a while. As a hemostat.
I always thought roach clips were so gross, though, because it gets down to that wet, you pass around a wet joint with everybody's lips out. It's gross as hell.
It gets to the point where the weed's just gone.
It is.
Don't they have like a little plasticky tip on them now? Like the pre-rolls that you buy?
The pre-rolls have a filter on them now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like rolling them at home.
But you're not getting that that moist, nasty tip.
Oh, no, you still get it on the filter. Like if you're passing a joint around.
It's still wet, but the paper's not falling apart in your mouth.
If you're sharing a joint with me, I tend to slobber a lot. Because those joints are so tasty.
You guys ever shotgun each other anymore like the old days?
Oh, no. No, I haven't done that in a long time.
Right, that's pretty weird. That's when you need to buy more weed.
Invite some girls over.
Yeah, exactly. Adults shouldn't shotgun because buy more weed, you cheap ass.
I think one of the more adult things you could do is just put the joint out instead of like having it get to the point where it's burning your fingers.
Exactly. or shotgunning is somebody that
shotgun it.
That's
right.
Pretty
same bitter. With the beer.
Yeah.
No.
Shotgun this?
No.
Like,
a brand new relationship. Shotgunning would be just fine.
If she wants
that
to
be kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's a girl, if you're just looking for an excuse to get your faces close to each other.
Yeah. Like in high school, Nick? Get away from the gay wad. This gay wad wants a shotgun with me.
What if we accidentally kissed while we were shotgunning this joint?
See, this is why I don't buy it every time he says, no, I didn't bully anybody in high school.
No,
I was friends with everybody.
I didn't bully people in high school. I bullied.
You made up for it.
I didn't bring up the word gay wad. Nick did.
We all make mistakes.
Right. And Nick bullies you, puss. With the
I know, and I bully him. He's right. It's a circular firing squad. Right.
It's the job. All right.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow. Yeah.
Here's my traumas. Please pounce on them.
See you later. See you later.
Grizzled and we clock out after a long day.
4 hours of beating the hell out of each other.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
This is a good band name. I think we've done this story already, but the headline is Boozy Chimp. Oh, Boozy Chimps and the Drunken Monkey Theory.
Which they find the booze, you mean? They always find stuff that fruit and everything.
We've done this story before where the chimpanzees find fermented fruit.
Yeah.
And they tend to like it.
Up, yeah.
Yeah.
Did the Puritan Chimps get mad at them?
See, that's the thing about
it's a great band name, the Puritan Chimps, man.
Animal kingdom is they don't have any religion.
Yeah.
They were aware of.
Right. They don't have a reason to look down on you for whatever your behavior is.
And don't follow your religion, whatever it calls for.
I mean, we did the whole, there is homosexuality in the animal kingdom.
Right.
And nobody judges each other in the animal kingdom.
No.
We have retrievers of all different colors, and nobody judges the chocolate lab as compared to the golden lab. They don't care.
Nope.
Animals don't care.
If there's a monkey,
and the only reason we care about things like that is because of religion.
The organized religion is the worst.
Yeah. Yep. They introduce that people of a different skin color are bad, and your behavior is bad.
Right.
It
all don't touch another wiener, but I can.
Right. Right. If you're slapping wieners with another dude, that's bad. And you know why? Because religion says it's bad.
Yep. Yep. That's exactly right. Or you're slapping vaginas, too. Yeah, remember that. Chicks slap vaginas with each other.
Yeah.
Slap.
You ever think there's a straight monkey that sees a couple dude monkeys going at it? And he's like, you know, not for me, but whatever you're into, guys.
Good point.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are there straight monkeys?
Are they all just
I'm not
kind
picking
of fluid?
Off your wiener. That's
I think it was genetic. So maybe some are inclined more than others. But I think the ones that aren't inclined don't judge the others.
Yeah.
As long as they're
monkey butt's a monkey butt, right?
As long as they're contributing to their society.
Yeah, I wonder if they all experiment in college. See if it's for them.
At least the women did.
Things got weird at the monkey frat. Right. Is that what you're saying?
The chick monkeys definitely experimented.
Yeah, and are there more dude monkeys banging each other, or are there lesbians too?
You ever see two monkeys scissor? I'd watch it.
Not yet.
Is that like the Pope taking a dump in the woods?
Sounds like that.
I'm
going to say that out loud now. Just a random conversation. You ever see two monkeys scissor? That's it. What's that mean? Nothing.
And they have an extra set of opposable thumbs.
Yeah.
It wouldn't help with the scissoring, but they could put them other places.
In your butt, say it, Nick. Because we're about to hit a break
here. I was thinking up front for the lady monkeys.
Oh, yeah. The monkey bean.
The monkey bean.
And the monkey bean. All right. Well, take that call if you're a monkey.
I think that was at the Bean Fest I was at.
We look for the tough call. We need a monkey to check in on that
one. You've seen a monkey scissor?
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.